From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We have two big stories leading the news today. The first, news from Iraq. The second, a humanitarian crisis in Darfur, Sudan. That story in a moment. First, Iraq. And Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here with the latest. Madeline.
Hi, Alex. Alex, today in a private ceremony, Iraq's new interim government formally took over legal custody of Saddam Hussein and other top members of his regime. Tomorrow, Saddam will appear in a public hearing, so we'll get a look at him. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's Philip Reeves, and he described today's events.
Saddam and 11 members of his inner circle were led into a room where they met an investigating judge. Each one was read his rights and told that he was now in the legal custody of Iraq. However, they do remain physically in the hands of the U.S. security forces, not least to avert the risk that, for example, Saddam might escape. They were told that they were no longer POWs, that they were entitled to legal counsel and a hearing within 24 hours. Now, Salim Chalabi, who's head of the Iraqi Special Tribunal, which is set up to try the leaders of the former regime, he was there, and he's told NPR that Saddam looked thinner than before and he looked tired. The 11 others with Saddam, they included Tariq Aziz, the former deputy prime minister. They also included Ali Hassan al-Majid, who's known as Chemical Ali and widely blamed for the gassing of thousands of Kurds.
And what will happen tomorrow?
Saddam and the 11 others are expected to appear in a courtroom. The charges against them, or at least some charges against them, will be outlined. This time there will be some television coverage, although it'll likely be tightly controlled. It'll be interesting to see if he is shackled or handcuffed, because it's fairly clear that part of the objective here, from the point of view of the US and the interim administration, which has recently been sworn in, is to demonstrate that the new Iraqi government possesses real sovereignty.
They're going to look at possible war crimes with Saddam and his top members of his regime. I imagine that will take a long time to investigate. So when will he get to trial?
Ayad Alawi, the new interim prime minister, he said that it'll take months to bring Saddam to trial. Some reports are saying that the other 11 who are with Saddam may be tried first. That's so that evidence that emerges from their cases can then be used against Saddam. Saddam's expected to face charges which include crimes against humanity and war crimes, and these are reportedly connected with the massacre of thousands of Kurds in 1988, the invasion of Kuwait, and the Iran-Iraq war. As for his strategy, a French lawyer who's part of a large legal team that's been appointed by Saddam's wife has been telling French radio that Saddam might refuse to acknowledge any court. And the lawyer, a gentleman called Emmanuel Ludor, has said that Saddam could argue that the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq was illegal. And so we may see that emerging as the position that this former dictator takes in these proceedings.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thanks a lot, Philip.
You're welcome.